Members of the Washington Diplomatic Corps were stunned in September 2004 when the State Department's top expert on China was arrested by FBI agents and accused of passing documents to Taiwanese intelligence officials. This week, Donald Kaiser admitted to keeping more than 3,000 classified documents in his home and that he concealed his relationship with a female Taiwanese agent. He faces as much as 13 years in prison, but pleaded guilty to charges that fall well short of espionage. Joining us to tell us more about the case is Washington Post reporter Jerry Marcon. He joins us from his office in Alexandria, Virginia. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hi there.
Tell us a little bit about who Donald Kaiser is.
Donald Kaiser is really a legend in the diplomatic community. He is known, was known and still is, as one of the leading experts on China in the United States. He's fluent in Mandarin. He also is somebody who was a three-decade foreign service officer who was, by all accounts, outstanding. I mean, he was able to, you know, go to meetings and come back and dictate perfectly written cables, you know, without notes that, you know, explained China and Taiwan and the U.S. relationship. And he was really, really well respected, which is why, as you say, this was stunning to a lot of people.
Earlier last year, he was promoted to be the number two man in the East Asia Bureau of the State Department. Then last September, arrested at a Virginia restaurant as he met with two Taiwanese officials.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's, you know, there's a lot of intrigue and a lot of mystery into this case. I noticed in the intro you talked about Taiwan and spies, and you know, it sort of initially seemed like this was a spy case because the initial charges said that, as I think you said, Mr. Kaiser had actually passed documents to a couple of Taiwanese intelligence agents at a restaurant in D.C. However, he did not plead guilty to that, and the actual court documents that came out with his plea did not mention passing along any documents. And the people I talked to said this was not, in the end, really an espionage case, but was more a matter of a government employee just getting really careless, both with classified documents and in his relationships with foreign intelligence agents.
And in other words, the theory being that he was not authorized to have classified documents at home, but took them home anyway and did not pass them along to this Taiwanese agent with whom he had a long personal relationship, though apparently his lawyers insist not sexual.
My understanding is the lawyer was misquoted on that, so that didn't come from my my paper. It's, you know, it's unclear.
Came from a different page in your paper.
Right, right. It's unclear exactly what the relationship was. You know, Mr. Kaiser, in his statement to court the other day, and the government, you know, agreed that it was an inappropriate relationship, you know, with just in those general terms. I will say also that in court, Mr. Kaiser apologized and said that he wanted to keep the relationship hidden from everybody, including from his wife. He did say that. But I can't really say any more than that. But otherwise, you know, the way you summarize the case is accurate. But it's still a little unclear. A lot of things are unclear, but one of them is, you know, whether any documents were passed, because, you know, the charges, which, even though he didn't plead guilty to this, you know, in the original charges, I mean, it did say that some documents were passed. Mr. Kaiser maintains that he never, you know, shared any classified information, and my understanding is that seems to be correct, because, you know, my sources tell me there wasn't really any damage done to U.S. national security here, but it was more a matter of what could have been done.
And one of the things that he did was fail to disclose that he took trips with this Taiwanese agent, and that the circumstances of that put him in a compromising situation, since he didn't want to disclose that, obviously, to his employers, the State Department, or to his wife.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the State Department requires that if you're a Foreign Service officer, you disclose what foreign countries you visit, which, you know, makes sense. And as your listeners, I'm sure, know, you know, China and Taiwan are adversaries, even enemies. And, you know, he was on an official State Department trip to China and Japan in 2003, and he took a, quote, unauthorized side trip to Taiwan, which is just a big no-no. I mean, this is something you can't do.
Jerry Marcon, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Marcon is a reporter for The Washington Post. He joined us from his office in Alexandria, Virginia. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.